Hello everyone, this is Kelly Beard of KarmicTools.com and this is your weekly forecast for October 1st through the 7th of 2023. So our quote for the week says, new knowledge can release you from the bondage of old thinking. Deep breath, this whole week is nothing but Mercury. So I had to pick a quote about our thinking and wisdom and how we're working it. Also, I should say up front, this week I am in New Orleans with Yeye Louisa Tisch, so it is likely that I'm posting two forecasts back-to-back, October 1st to the 7th and 8th to the 14th, to buy myself some time to travel back. But this is our entree into ancestor season, so I'm very excited to kick it off in New Orleans. So I want to thank you all for your patience and understanding if I'm a little slow on email, because I will not be near the computer that week, which is why I'm trying to knock out all this extra work up front. So our kickoff is on Monday, October 2nd, with Mercury opposing Neptune. This energy requires us to balance the higher and lower mind. Some sensitive souls will feel bombarded by energies from all sides, and it may feel like information overload, and that can be very stressful. The best use of this transit is meditation. Not making important decisions or commitments for a week or so. Communication with others is challenged, another reason to only communicate with your higher self, or at least check in more often this week, right? With your higher self is what I mean. Don't believe everything you read or hear. Allow information to flow at a comfortable pace and wait for the energy to shift before making any decisions based on the information gathered. Some will access the necessary clarity for furthering their vision. Others' vision will be blurred and just out of reach. So that's what Neptune does, okay? So again, if we keep it spiritual and we do our spiritual processing and integration, that energy is really good for that. That's Monday. Tuesday the 3rd, Mercury is going to trine Pluto, which is ease and grace around our transformation. So I like that. We got to do some integration and some transformation. This activation makes any deep delving within easier and more fruitful. It encourages you to ask the deeper questions, clarify your deeper feelings, and trust your intuitive gut hunches that are telling you something has to die so that some other aspect of your consciousness can live. You will want to explore your inner self, sort through recently gathered information, and try to understand better what your own natural process really is. It is best to be alone for such research. Take a day or a weekend and grab your most powerful books and music and get somewhere beautiful if you can. If not, then your bedroom will do just fine. And dig deep. You are finally ready for the deeper truth and you will be transformed by what you learn. If you must communicate with others, plan on that being deep as well. So best to talk to a trusted advisor or wise elder. Nothing superficial today. The only warning with this energy is not to become obsessive about one particular idea, and certainly don't try to force any ideas on others. If you feel the deep need to focus on one particular thing, that is fine, but try to keep some perspective or write down all your revelations so that you can reflect on them at a later time when you can be more objective and prioritize better, right? So deep breath, things are going to be coming in, especially after the Mercury retrograde, right? This is the last little thing it's doing, Virgo to Capricorn. And then the very next day, it slips into Aries Libra. And we know that we're done with the processing aspect of things. So I like this as the last activation it does before it moves on is ease and grace with transforming our consciousness. I like it. As it enters Libra until October 22nd, Mercury has moved from processing in Virgo to restoring mental balance and equilibrium to your nervous system in Libra. Rewiring how you think of your personal systems within the context of the other people that you have to deal with on a fairly regular basis. We have reviewed our ideas, thoughts, and concept in our Virgo house so that we could find a better rhythm and healthier routine in this particular area of life. Because of these internal shifts, as it moves through Libra, we will discover what has to shift in our relationships too. If you change your thinking or you want to make some new choices in the area of relationships, partnerships, and collaborations, then it is natural to expect things to shift for you as an individual, starting at home and work. This is a time to reflect on your ideas, thoughts, and concepts about socializing with others, interacting with others, and how you would like to do that in a new and different way going forward. But first, you'll have to look in the mirror to discover where your own imbalances around your concept of relationship are rooted. Now that you've reviewed your ideas, thoughts, and concepts about what is healthy and sustainable for your own energy, socializing and or interacting with others going forward should reflect the upgrade as well. And I've also removed those goddess videos from the blog. You can still find them on my YouTube channel if you want to go back to them. But I've added the Libra Energy of the Month link, so enjoy that. So that's it for this week. I hope you have a good time with Mercury, processing and upgrading things that have just come into your conscious awareness in the last 2 months while it lingered in Virgo, and see what kind of new beginnings you can activate in your mental body. And I hope to be back by the 10th or 11th, back in the regular routine after that, although there ain't no regular routine because it is ancestor season. So every 5 minutes we're doing a different ritual and preparing for the ancestor season and getting things really deep and cooking in the Cracking the Ancestral Code class. So I'm very happy, all of you, those of you who have joined us there. We are really going deeper. So reach out if you need to. Give me a little time this week to respond, but I will do my best to check in along the way. And have a fantastic week. This is Kelly Beard of Karmic Tools signing off.